Bright flowers bloom against the backdrop of a crumbling facade of the James Bay House, where famed BC artist and writer Emily Carr once created her bold work. The House of All Sorts was built in 1912 after Carr returned from Europe, designed with her home and studio upstairs with two rental units on the ground floor. Beneath the roof, which is in dire need of repair according to owner Peter Wills, on the ceiling of the attic Carr's work remains. A source of pride for Peter Willis. Victoria's famous Emily Carr home is out of sorts. Owner pleads for funds https://t.co/suskshenemzex via at victorianewspick.twitter.com/cuvemajdojfco. Victoria News. At Victoria News, August 27, 2025. Unfortunately, the house is falling out of sorts after years of delayed maintenance due to lack of funding, Willis said. He is calling on the province to help preserve the home at 646 Simcoe Street, not to be confused with Carr House, a National Historic Site on Government Street where the world-renowned artist lived as a child. This property isn't just a house, it's a living piece of Canadian history, Willis said. Emily Carr captured the spirit of this land in her work, and this home helped shape that vision. We've worked hard to preserve it and share it with the public, but it's unaffordable and we can't do it alone. The home adjacent to Beacon Hill Park is privately owned and was provincially designated heritage in 1974. It comes with a lot of responsibility and comes with a lot of costs far and above what a homeowner in Victoria and British Columbia would have, Willis said. The exterior needs work, the roof replacing, and those 112-year-old paintings on the ceilings should be stabilized, he said, adding art historians estimate that would cost in the range of $100,000. I think it's the province's moral and ethical obligation to help with that, Willis said. While the site remains a bit unknown to many, there are many tales of it in Carr's book of the same name, and visitors frequently walk by. He figures it could achieve the same level of recognition as Bob Marley House or the childhood homes of the Beatles. It's already on par with BC sites Ellis House and Barkerville. I want to restore it, but I get zero funding from the province, Willis said. I'm not asking for a handout. I think I can do it if I get a short-term rental exemption. I think that's a fair ask. That would allow me independence for financial funding, and it would allow me a little bit of a budget to actually restore the property and maintain the property. Learn more about the home at houseofallsorts.com.